Title: FTC seeks to ban non-compete agreements in employment contracts. Content: On January 5, 2023, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, announced a broad proposed rule that would ban employers from imposing non-compete clauses on their workers. The FTC press release announcing the proposed rule states that non-compete clauses, which apply to about 1 in 5 American workers, suppress wages, hamper innovation, block entrepreneurs from starting new businesses, and reduce American workers' earnings between $250 billion and $296 billion per year. 1. The proposed rule would prohibit employers from 1. Entering into or attempting to enter into a non-compete with a worker, 2. Maintaining a non-compete with a worker, or 3. Representing to a worker, under certain circumstances, that the worker is subject to a non-compete. The term worker covers paid staff in addition to independent contractors and unpaid staff. The proposed rule does not apply to non-compete provisions imposed upon 25% owners of a business in transaction documents related to the sale of the business. The proposal is subject to a 60-day public comment period commencing when the Federal Register publishes the proposed rule. Notably, the rule would require employers to rescind all existing non-compete clauses and inform both former and current workers that their non-compete clauses are no longer in effect. Under the rule, existing non-compete clauses must be rescinded no later than 180 days after the final rule is published. Although the proposed rule does not ban non-disclosure or customer non-solicitation agreements, the rule does seek to prohibit de facto non-compete clauses that are written so broadly that it effectively precludes the worker from working in the same field. The rule would supersede any state statute, regulation, or order that is inconsistent with the rule. The only exception to the ban permits non-compete clauses entered into by a person who is selling a business or disposing of ownership interest in a business entity in which the individual holds at least a 25% interest. The FTC voted 3-1 to publish the notice of proposed rulemaking, which is the first step in the FTC's rulemaking process. FTC Chairperson Lena M. Khan stated, "Non-competes block workers from freely switching jobs, depriving them of higher wages and better working conditions, and depriving businesses of a talent pool that they need to build and expand. By ending this practice, the FTC's proposed rule would promote greater dynamism, innovation, and healthy competition," too, FTC Commissioner Christine S. Wilson wrote a dissent arguing that the FTC lacks rulemaking authority to eliminate unfair methods of competition and that non-compete agreements must be analyzed under a fact-specific inquiry because they could have legitimate business justifications. 3. The FTC's announcement of its proposed rule comes only one day after issuing a press release that it was taking legal action against 3 companies and 2 individuals who illegally imposed non-compete restrictions on thousands of workers. The FTC's proposed blanket ban on non-compete agreements furthers the agency's commitment to advancing the Biden administration's policy to promote competition in U.S. labor markets. On July 9, 2021, President Biden signed an executive order encouraging the FTC to use its rulemaking authority to curtail the unfair use of non-compete clauses and other clauses or agreements that may unfairly limit worker mobility. President Biden called this proposed rule a huge step forward in banning non-compete agreements that are designed simply to lower people's wages. It also arrives on the heels of the FTC's recent policy statement expanding its powers under Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act to identify unfair forms of competition. 4. The business community is voicing significant criticism of the proposed rule. Banning non-compete agreements without exception, unless in the context of the sale of a business, would allow employees who could disclose highly valuable business information to go to a competitor without any real barrier. Employers would be forced to rely on trade secret statutes and common law remedies to seek redress to protect their interests. If implemented, we would expect litigation challenging the scope of the proposed rule as well as the scope of the FTC's administrative and constitutional authority to promulgate and enforce the rule. Once the rule is finalized, Co.